And on a guest-filled Friday edition, we head right back to the phones and we check in with Dennis Hohenschelt, who is the girls volleyball head coach. I think I was saying assistant coach. The girls volleyball head coach.
He demoted you, not me.
Well, I have it in my mind. So Dennis's background is with Penn State. And actually, let's start. Well, first of all, good morning, Dennis. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Really, really well. Let's start because I'm guessing there are some folks that wait a second. I know that name. For folks that don't know, give us a little bit of your background because it might be easier to list the programs that you haven't been associated with. Locally.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I've been the assistant men's coach with Penn State from 96 to 2006. I was the assistant with the women's program at Penn State from 2006 to 2011. I was the head coach at University of Virginia from 2012 to 2016. And then we moved back to State College, and I was with the program, women's program again from 17 to 21.
And
there you go.
And now involved as the head coach at State College. And Dennis, talk about just the experiences that you had at Penn State, and maybe how that helps you. Obviously, you know, you worked with a couple of folks that know a little bit about volleyball. Mark Pavlik and Russ Rose. Just talk about that experience and maybe how it's helped you for this role.
Yeah, and like you said, those two have shaped a lot of how I think volleyball and how I probably think volleyball should be taught. As a coach, you always try to take bits and pieces from your mentors and try to develop a little bit of your own philosophy of how you want to see things run. Obviously, coming from coaching college to doing the high school is a lot different. You know, we don't have kids. We don't go, okay, well, like this person doesn't have class all morning, right? It's like, hey, we have a two-hour window to get things done, and we try to get done as much as we can and do it as best as we can. I've had to alter a little bit of how I thought and how I think training should be, but it seems to have worked a little bit. So I've enjoyed it, and it's I'm always changing how I'm thinking about things.
I want to talk about the season as a whole, but I want to start, Dennis, talking a little bit about this past match with North Catholic, which I think was ranked fourth in the state.
Yeah.
Obviously, a really tight match, back and forth throughout, and State High wins it in that fifth set, 15-13. Just talk about the emotions of that, and that has to be just one of those really special moments for the kids, and I think the seniors in particular in this team, to be able to win a match like that at home with so much on the line.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, volleyball season's weird because we play a lot in these tournaments, like throughout the year, right? Like we get up at 5 in the morning and we drive to Wilson High School, right? And get off the bus and we play 5 different teams, right? And it's not matches, but it's like a best that you play 2 games, right?
Yep.
And one of those teams we played in one of these opening weekends was North Catholic. And so they weren't unfamiliar to us, but it had been a long time since we saw them. And we actually played them really tough. We won one against them. We lost one against them. We knew they were really good. But we also sort of had a pretty good game plan for them of what they were going to do. And right now, you know, it was just, as I said to the kids during the match, hey, this is like a roller coaster right now. Like the ebbs and flows of the game are up and down and up and down. And probably the team that's going to win this is the one that can get to a level and stay pretty steady. And so every game was like that. And I just think, you know, when we got to the fifth game, we got to a certain point and we were just really steady for maybe the last 6 or 7 points. to pull it out, you know. And so it was exciting. It was a hard-fought game on both sides. Both teams are very good, and you had to grind, right? And we talk a lot about with our players about what does that mean. And so to see them progress into that mode of what it takes was pretty fun to watch.
Dennis, more general question for you. How rewarding is it for you being involved in the sport to see the way women's volleyball and girls volleyball has taken off, and just the support that it is getting nationally now?
Yeah, it's I hate to use the word crazy, but it's really how it has exploded over the last, I don't want to say just last year, because I think it's been building. But what you've really seen is what all the hard work everyone's done over the last 20 years to get it to this point, right? And so we all know now that how important the TV market is and all that, to see, you know, packed arenas, right? And people traveling all over, and you're on, you know, I think the women are on NBC on Saturday, right? Like, it's really mind-boggling how it's happened. But it's as popular as it's ever been in this country right now.
Yeah, no question about that, and it's fun to see. With your team, Dennis, going into this season, take me through the season a little bit. And you know, did you think this was a team that had this type of capability, making a run here at maybe even a state title when it's all said and done?
It's a really good question, because you know, this whole process with me getting into this started really late. Like, it was like end of July, beginning of August. So I did not have a lot of time to prepare, right? And here's what I'll tell you. It's interesting, because people would ask me questions, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know how good we are, right? Like, I didn't know. Literally, I was meeting some players for the first time, like over the summer, like 2 weeks before. I'd be like, okay, talk to a couple of them on the phone. I really didn't know, yeah. Right? Like, and so really it was like building something. Like, it was piecing it together and putting the right pieces. Does this work? Okay, maybe not. Does this work? And so we spent a lot of time with that, figuring out, me and the staff figuring out what pieces worked, what didn't work, and to build that and create a culture that we thought we needed to succeed and have all these players buy in. And so that was really what I believed our first step had to be before we could talk about wins or losses. And so, I mean, I was very clear with them that we were everything we were doing was trying to get us to win, right? And I tried to explain to them that, yeah, winning is really, really, really important to us. But if we follow the process that we think is right, that will lead to wins. And the players have all bought in.
Talk about the senior group in particular, yeah. Dennis, because that's where the leadership obviously has to start, and getting the buy-in from them. And I guess we almost have to start with Sarah Tate and just what she has meant to this team this season.
And Sarah is a wonderful, wonderful player. She's a wonderful leader. There's all types of different types of leaders, but I think, you know, some of the best leaders are the ones that do it through action, right? And we all see leaders. Everyone sees her during the games. I see her every day at practice, right? And she leads by how she practices. And she practices hard. She goes hard every day. And so that's just a great example for all the players in the program. You know, Alex Haskins, who – I didn't know. I never talked to her until literally, because she was gone for most of the summer, until literally the first day of practice. And she walks in, and I'm like, wow, she's really, really good. And she's been very good. And just like the leadership, like Annie Lamont and Jess Campbell has had a fantastic year. You know, Jess, I said not many people do what Jess Campbell sets and hits for us, right? So she sets in the back row, hits in the front row for us, and there's just not many players that do that anymore. And, you know, Annie Lamont's leadership, right, has been, you know, she's the person that keeps us together, right? And she's the leader that is the emotional, the glue person. And then, you know, the Lolly twins, you know, they both, you know, Bryn's had a fantastic year at Libero, and Emma's had a great year setting for us. So they've all have contributed to the point where at one point they asked me, like, what do we do? Are we going to elect captains? And I just looked at the five of them and I go, yeah, right here you are, right? Like we didn't have to have elections. We didn't have to have elections. We didn't have to have votes. We didn't have to do anything. I just said, you guys run it. It's your program right now. And so their leadership, just not with this team, but like, you know, we have two other teams we have two JV teams. We have so many kids. Their leadership with everyone has set a nice standard for the program.
Dennis, talk a little bit about this matchup with Hempfield. They're the only remaining undefeated team, so obviously this is a tough assignment. What are some of the keys maybe for your team? Yeah. What are some of the strengths that Hempfield brings? And, again, this match will be tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock at Mifflin County High School. But talk to me a little bit about this matchup.
Yeah, so we scrimmaged them at one point. Early in, like, literally the first weekend, some of their players were hurt. Some, you know, it was actually an SAT day, so, like, we were all missing players, right? So we saw them a little bit. They have a really, really, really good, probably one of the better kids in the state, outside hitter, who's going to Towson, and she's a fantastic player. They have a couple younger players that are very good. A former Penn State wrestler's daughter, Calabretta's daughter, is a freshman on that team, and she's very, very good. And they're just well coached. They're always very good. And we played them maybe in the middle year, but it was sort of like, it was on a day we were just playing. It wasn't a tournament, and we sort of mixed and matched who we were playing. It was the end of the day. So we have a pretty good feel on what they do. And, you know, we'll come up with three or four key things that I think we'll have to do to be pretty good. Our team is a very good serving team. I think we're a very good passing team. We play some pretty solid defense. And we're going to have to be able to serve and pass the ball very, very well against them to battle with them.
Yeah, I'd say the defense was pretty outstanding from Tuesday against North Catholic.
Yeah. and that's been our MO, right? Like, and so I talk to them all the time about let's not try to be something that we're not, right? Like here's how we play, and that's okay. Like, I joke with them all the time. I go, we lose every hitting warm-up. Like, we're not going to go out there and win the hitting warm-up. That's not us. But we'll let people do that, and then we'll come and we'll serve really tough and see if they can hit that well when the ball's not on the net. So we've developed this, or this what we are, and that's how we play right now.
Well, we wish you and the team the best of luck. Really appreciate the time this morning, Dennis, and we'll check in with you next week as you get ready for the semifinals.
All right, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.